This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has returned home after successfully concluding his two-nation visit to United States and France. Mr. Modi arrived at the Palam Airport in New Delhi last night. Prime Minister Modi visited the United States at the invitation of President Donald Trump. During a substantive and productive visit to the U.S., Prime Minister Modi held bilateral discussions with President Trump in Washington. The discussions covered the entire gamut of the relationship, ranging from strategic and security cooperation, defense, trade and economic engagement, technology, energy security, and people-to-people linkages, as well as regional and global issues of concern. During the first leg of his two-nation tour, Mr. Modi visited France from 10th to 12th of this month. During the visit, Mr. Modi co-chaired the Artificial Intelligence Action Summit in Paris, along with French President Emmanuel Macron. They also jointly inaugurated the newest Consulate General of India in Marseille. President Draupadi Murmu has said, "The country's women power is rising to aspire, achieve and contribute." Addressing the delegates of the 10th International Women's Conference hosted by the Art of Living International Centre in Bangalore yesterday, President Murmu called upon women to dream big and gather the courage, strength and potential to achieve their dreams. The president said that mental wellness is fundamental to the ability of any woman to lead a meaningful life. Central team led by Union Minister Prahlad Joshi held a meeting with farmers' representatives to discuss their various demands in Chandigarh yesterday, with both sides agreeing to meet again for next round of talks on 22nd of this month. Talking to media after the meeting last evening, Mr. Joshi said the meeting was held in a cordial atmosphere. He said, during the meeting, the farmers were informed about several steps taken by the Narendra Modi government for the welfare of the farming community. The minister said Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will attend the next meeting. Farmer representatives from two forums, the United Kisan Morcha Non-Political and Kisan Mazdoor Morcha, participated in the meeting. A total of 28 farmers, including leaders Jagjit Singh Dalewal and Sarvan Singh Pandher, took part in the discussions. The Central Board of Secondary Education CBSE is conducting board exams for Class 10th and 12th from today. The Class 10th exams will conclude on 18th March and the Class 12th exams will end on 4th April. Over 42 lakh students will appear in these exams from 7,842 examination centres in India and abroad. The exams will be conducted in a single session from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Around 15,000 sanitation workers will strive to create a world record today by participating in the largest synchronized sweeping drive at the ongoing Mahakumbh Mela in Uttar Pradesh's Prayagraj. This comes in the backdrop of two remarkable world records created at the Mahakumbh yesterday. First, by becoming the largest event globally with over 50 crore direct participants. The second is setting up a new benchmark for the largest ever synchronized river cleaning campaign. Kashi Tamil Sangamam 3.0, an initiative fostering cultural and intellectual ties between Tamil Nadu and Kashi, will commence today in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh. This event will provide an opportunity for scholars, students, philosophers, traders, artisans, artists, and people from all walks of life from the two regions to come together, share their knowledge, culture, and best practices, and learn from each other's experiences. Israel has announced the names of the three hostages set to be released from the captivity of Palestinian armed group Hamas in the Gaza Strip today. It will be the sixth exchange of hostages and Palestinian prisoners under the ceasefire deal that came into effect last month. The list was delivered to Israel through Qatari and Egyptian mediators. Prisoner Media Office of Hamas said that release of 369 Palestinian prisoners by Israel is expected in exchange of the three hostages. In squash, the Indian girls and boys team both have advanced to the semi-finals of the Asian Junior Team Championship in Hong Kong. The Indian girls team finished second in Pool B to seal a spot in the last four. And that is the end of this news bulletin.